how do you create content for your app if you don't have a big budget? In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that I see so many founders ask me, which is, I want to be able to create content. I don't know where to start. I don't have a big budget. What do I do? And my number one answer to this is create content yourself. Now, it may not be something that everyone wants to hear, especially if you have no experience creating content. But if you have the ability to have a phone in your hand and to be able to record yourself in some capacity, I would highly encourage you as the founder to create content, or your co-founder, and worst case, if not, somebody on your team. Now, the reason I say this is because founder-led content is growing more than ever on social media. If you take a look at some of the most successful brands on the internet right now, from Mr. Beast's Feastables to Logan Paul's Prime Energy to so many other brands that are releasing now, where creators and founders are basically posting content on their own pages to promote their brands, you'll notice there's a big pattern here. And this is basically that when founders create content, it increases a ton of trust for the consumer. They understand that the founder knows their product best. The founder is able to show the product in the best light possible, at the same time keeping it very trustworthy, and they just want to know more so about the product. And so for apps as well, I would say the same exact thing. If you're a founder who can create content pretty well and you have the bandwidth to do so, definitely start creating content about your app. So how would you go about doing this? The first thing is learn how to create content. So if you have a program that you can buy, or if you are enrolled in some sort of masterclass, or even if you watch YouTube videos, you should be able to figure out how to create content. Now, some of these options might help you a little bit faster, but at the end of the day, you want to learn how to create content and do it at scale. So you want to be able to create content every single day. You want to make sure you're maximizing volume, and you want to make sure you understand how to create good content that resonates with people. So that's the first thing. Number two is you want to understand your product to the T, which actually you don't even have to worry about because you're the founder. So when it comes to hiring a creator or somebody else, you have to teach them what your product does. They have to go through the flow. But you as the founder know everything about your app, so you don't have to learn too much about it. You can just go ahead and directly tell people what it's about. But the key here is to say it in a content-friendly way. Most founders, especially if they're technical, try to just talk about their app as much as possible. They go on long tangents and talk about all the hundreds of benefits, and by the time you get to the end of the video, everyone has dropped off. So instead, what you want to do is figure out how can you portray your app in a creative manner that stands out to people that watch your videos, and they're not super bogged down by all the details of your app. And this just comes back to point number one, which is getting good at content. So once you're able to synthesize your thoughts and tell people what your product does, or showcase it in a manner that's very efficient, then you've nailed number two. And finally, step number three is to just keep posting content and making sure that people come across it. So you just want to create a system where you can have consistent content going out. You as a founder are going to be testing content. You're going to be trying different formats. You're going to be trying how to do all these different things. And over time, you will find that some of these formats will work better, provided that you get better and better at content. So these are the three things that you want to do. Once again, number one, you want to get better at creating content as a founder. Number two, you want to create content around your product in a way that showcases to people that you know what you're talking about, but at the same time is succinct and people understand it. And number three, you want to do this over and over and over again until you finally find something that works for you. So to wrap up, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and say, if you're a founder or a team member on the team who's responsible for promoting your app, then definitely be the person creating content. It's going to resonate a lot with people. You just need to figure out a unique mechanism to showcase it to people in a way that stands out. But if you're able to do this, I guarantee you have an edge over all the other creators who have no idea what the product does because they didn't start it. So that's all I got for this episode. If this was helpful, be sure to leave a 5-star review, and we'll see you in the next one.